Blog Talk Radio.
Thing, and I'm so glad to be back. I know I've been gone for a little while, but Word Sexy is back, and we're happy to be back. And I like this new format that we got. We might even have a little bit of music in the background as while we're speaking. But I got some people on the line. Let me see who we got here that's coming on. Of course, this number right here is a number that is all one. State your name. What you calling from?
Well, my name is Reverend Deacon Minister Rabbi Imam Pastor Snapper Jr., and I'm on the other side.
What's going
of the
on,
world
brother?
With you?
How you doing? Good to hear from you. I know, Everybody's like, what's going on? We're going to talk about it. This is the reunion show, DV. Glad to have you back. Glad you decided to come back. We're definitely going to be talking about what happened and all that, but we definitely are in full effect mode like we were before. Nothing's changed. I'm still that nigga. So here we go. Well, how you doing?
Man, life, like, I wish.
Go ahead, man. I know you want to say it. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, like, you know, when you told me that you were doing it all over again, you know, you shocked me. You really surprised me because, you know, I thought it was a done deal. And I am good to hear your voice and the sounder.
It was done, but, you know, I tried, man. And we'll talk about it. I'm still kind of there, but I missed it, man. And a lot of people was letting me know. I mean, I even did an interview after the fact, and I got slammed. People were saying that they love the show so much that we brought to the world and how we set the precedent for a lot of other shows that are out there. And, you know, it's what it is. So I had to think about the fans and not myself. And it doesn't mean I don't care about what I was doing. I still care about the relationship I have and all that, what I was doing as far as with you know, Christ and all that. But I just wanted to do this with you. So I had to come on back. And I love writing. I'm continuing to do that as well. So if anybody, I got a book coming out here in the end of the probably about September. So, I mean, I'm still here. It's just what it is. So, but before we go any further, there's a couple of other calls here. I want to see if there's any comments. And after that, we're going to go forward. I think Cotton is going to be coming in as well. So area code 810, state your name and where you calling from.
Hey, Chris Snapper. This is Toy Honey.
What's going on, Miss Toy Honey? I know you got something to say, too, but go ahead and say it.
I just want to say welcome back, and it's nice to have Word Sexy Radio back.
I know that's right. You know, a lot of people, like I said, not because it's me, but a lot of people have been kind of saying they wanted it back and missed it. It was on hiatus for 6 months. But we're back. Maybe a little longer than that. I don't know. DB, was it a little longer than that? How long was it?
It's almost been a year because it was the last August, last September, somewhere around that time.
Really? Wow. Well, you know, we ran for 5 years. So can you believe that? We actually ran for 5 years before we took the hiatus. But a lot of people had let me know that they really wanted us back. So, Toy Honey, we're glad to have you. We're going to put you on hold for a little bit. But if you want to speak, we're going to come back to you because I know the subject matter is going to bring you in. And I know you got some new stuff going on as well. All right?
Okay.
And I appreciate your support, sweetheart. All right, so here we go, DB. Now we got an 864 number. Let me see who this is real quick. 864, state your name, where you calling from?
I'm calling from South Carolina.
Okay, you call. Could you speak up a little bit?
This is Austin from Noshi.
Hey, how you doing?
South Carolina. Fine, how are you?
And we're glad to have you here. That's good. I'm doing fine. DB, say hello to Miss Arthur Anosha.
Good evening. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you tonight?
I am well. Well, as to be expected.
Well, that's still good.
Well, we're glad that you're here to support the show, and we're going to keep going. We are doing a two-hour show tonight. I can't believe it. I wanted to do a reunion show because I didn't want to just start cold next week. And I was talking to Cotton, and she said, why don't you just go ahead and do a show so we can kind of talk a little bit before we start interviewing guests and kind of find where everybody is at and what they're doing with their careers before we start talking to everybody else. So we appreciate you. We're going to come back to you if you want to.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, no. Don't tell me I lost everybody. Let me see what's going on. Hold on.
Hello? Am I the only person that can't hear anything? Hello, hello? It's nice to see Blog Talk is still the same.
Yeah, for some reason I got cut off, and that's this new system. So hopefully everybody's still there. Anybody, let me see. Let me try this number. It's 816 number. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago.
Yeah, I know you are. What's going on? I don't know. I'm trying this new system because, you know, you can talk now with the phone, and I don't know if I like it.
What do you mean you can talk with the phone?
And call from your and that's what I'm doing. Word Sexy Radio is live right now as we go.
Okay, all right, look at you.
I lost DV. DV was here. I lost, I think, PCA. Back. And the show is 2 hours. Call back in. We have a little difficulty with that.
Technical
difficulty. You in Chicago, you riding?
I'm driving, yes.
Are you driving?
I am. I'm
okay, well,
off
713
work.
Area code 713. 713, what's going on?
Yo, it's me again, man. Like, I didn't know what was going
okay,
on, so I called back a few times.
Hey, BC.
And it's good. You know, this is that new system. The way this is set up, people, and that's why I wanted to do this, is I'm doing it straight from the computer instead of using the phone like normally.
Did he fall off again?
And all of that shit.
I'm here.
No.
DB, you still
there? No, I ain't hear a single thing. I ain't hear a single thing.
You didn't hear nothing? What
not
do you hear
word.
Now?
I can hear you.
Not a word. Okay. Hey, buddy, are you still there?
I hear a lot of background noise.
I'm here. Cotton is here. That's probably me that you hear.
Okay.
That window down, don't you? Well, okay,
no,
this is what we're going to do. I know this was a reason to do it this way because I wanted to see how this works. And I think I will not do it this way this time. But can y'all all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
And the guests can people in the guest room, can you hear me, the chat room? If you can, wave your hand or say yes or something, and some of the people in the chat room are listening. Okay, so I like this new system.
There's
a
chat room?
Be somewhere where you can, well, with the whole thing, I'm talking to you straight from the computer. I'm not even using my phone. So everything is working now. They say it sounds better. There's no background noise from Cotton in their car. So, but I'm glad it's a reunion show tonight. We're back. Word Sexy Goddamn Radio. I didn't mean to say God. I said God. Okay. All right, here we go.
I don't know.
Okay, so how's everybody doing? Yeah. I know you heard that. Okay, so here we are, back on the show. And it's great to be back after almost being gone. DV said almost a year, I guess.
Yeah.
In August, it would be a year. That's interesting. It's funny how it went because we did 5 straight years of Word Sexy Radio before we took the hiatus, and we're back now. So, Cotton, you've been doing a lot of things. You've been rolling out there. Kind of give us a little what's going on with you.
Oh, my goodness. So much is going on. You know, first I want to start off by saying – I'm glad you're back.
And I appreciate
it's
that.
It's always good to hear my buddy DB. You know, I'm glad he came on to the show as well. But I am getting. We just did Soaking Wet, and it was hot. If you missed Soaking Wet, you missed a great show. GPA put it down. You know, I got up and did a little something. It was really supposed to be a something catered for the ladies, and it was got a little steamy. We had some funny. You know, when you mix funny with love, with romance, with some erotic, that's a woman might keep you around just a lot longer than you expected.
Because women like to laugh. They don't want to sit there with some bored ass motherfucker. You know, they want to laugh and have fun. You know, and also be
right.
You know, entertained and you know just do it.
Absolutely, we
so,
had
you know,
Sean Morgan. We had Sean Morgan, who opened for Cat Williams, and he does the Comedy After Dark. So we had a good time. We had a great time, as a matter of fact. I enjoyed myself much. So I'm bringing Summer Love 2014 Kansas City Style to Kansas City, August the 9th.
Really? Interesting.
I am.
Interesting. When you think on that? And I got a little music. We're going to talk while we're going to have a little music in the background. I'm going to see how this works. So is everybody still able to hear?
Yep.
Yes.
Or did I cut y'all off? Okay. Can you hear? Okay. Music. Wow. You weren't able to hear. I'm so glad we're there. Got something to say real quick. If this is still her, I think this is her. Let me see. 810. Is this Toy? Hold on a couple of seconds.
Yes.
Is this Toy, honey?
Yes.
Why don't you say hi to TV and
Hey, Toy, honey.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
What?
Hey,
I'm fabulous.
That's good.
Maybe you got these books coming out?
Toys. No. Ever since Word Sexy went off, I basically kicked into, like, super slow gear, man. I'm, like, going negative speed. So, like, I stopped writing. I pretty much I just let it all go. Not intentionally, but, you know, life
no,
kind of just does that to me.
Yeah, I know. I got two books I'm trying to finish right now myself. I still want to do that relationship book. But you're right. Life has been a lot of things. We'll get in that later. We ain't gonna talk about that right now. But a lot of stuff, a lot of things. You know, we're preaching for a little bit. And I don't know what happened, man. I need to write this. I need to write a book about that. Let me ask you. Can you hear the music in the background?
Not at all.
I thought it was
somebody radio was on, but other than that, I really don't hear anything in the background.
No, it's not me.
I'm gonna turn it off because I don't want to power you.
You fading in and out again.
He's here. She said. How about now? Am I still here?
Every time you say how about now, you know I can hear you, but. You know, you'll say you'll be talking, and then I won't hear nothing for a minute.
You know what I think it is? I think it's me moving away from the computer. That's why I don't like this the way this is set up. But anyway, next time I'm going to use the phone like we always do, and just that way. So, but you know, all together, I got a question that I want to ask, and I'm gonna keep her on if she wants to get in this as well. I know y'all seen the picture on the internet, on Facebook, where the girl was getting married, and she had the little baby strapped to her train. And we're going to ask people out there if they want to call in. The number is 917-889-8206. She had her one-month-old baby attached to the train of her dress while she was walking down the aisle. Did you see that?
Yes, sir.
That was crazy. That was crazy.
Now, that's ghetto. I mean, what you want to say? Ghetto ass.
Look, you want to feel some honesty?
What do you think about
it? It ain't no worse. Than them heifers dancing drunk in love, you know, at the wedding reception. You know what I'm saying? So,
I heard about that, too. Was that the same wedding or was that a different wedding?
That was a different one.
If it was the same wedding, man, I'd have been through with black people for eternity. You know, I give up forever.
I heard that.
Yeah, and I want to shout out to Melanie Roberts who came into that room. So, you know, like I said, Word Sexy's back. We're going to be here, so I don't think we're leaving anytime soon. I'm not trying to get away from this anymore. I've accepted who I am, and I'm going to live my life. And hopefully I still can hear what I'm saying. Because that's what we're going to do.
Embrace the madness.
Like I said,
just for able to go around.
I mean, you still look God and still write books, right? Even though I write steamy ass books. But, you know, I just was going through some things and just to see where it was at, and I found out some things. And it was a good journey, so. To those who are listening and those who are judging, because I know there are some that have judged, you know, we all go through things, and I'm not going
right.
to explain myself
necessary.
To no one.
It was necessary. It was a necessary journey for you
right.
to get to where you need to be.
Can we expound on that for a minute?
Absolutely.
Because I feel whatever your journey is, that's your journey. Nobody else's.
Right.
And for you to sit around and judge how somebody else is feeling or how they should live their life.
Okay.
What does that say about you as a so-called Christian person? Like, really? Come on, really? This is why a lot of sinners don't go into the church because of people that act like that.
Absolutely. You got something to say on that?
Me? Nah. I'm good. You know what? Like, just about every day, one of my best friends is a devout atheist, you know. And we go back and forth every day, just about everything. So, you know, my philosophy is like this, you know. You know,
I'm listening.
You,
go ahead.
I've always been of the mindset that, look, you know, there are experiences in life that, you know, are yours. And these are the trials and these are the tests that you have to go through in order to make you a better person. Now, if you believe that there is something greater than you out there, then and that is who you will lean on. If you do not believe that there's something greater than you out there, then you just chalk it up to experience. You know, either way, if you don't come away learning something, then it was all for nothing.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, you know,
nobody knows everything. Nobody's learned at all. You got to go through whatever you go through, and it's your journey. Either I'm going to support you in that journey or I'm going to walk away. Either one.
Uh-huh.
And I'd rather be real fake because you got a lot of folks that playing doing something, and I saw a lot of that. And I'm, like I said, I'm not judging nobody. All I'm saying is, you know, I'm the type of person that don't like. I'm the type of person that when I got to do something, I do it so hard, half step in it. So I do what I do it. You know, and I expect that from you as well. That's what you say you're going to do. Now, I'm not going to judge you if you don't. I'm just going to say, well, try to tell me I'm not doing what you guys should be. So that's fine. I did an interview right after I made the transition and tried to cut up on the show. And then they came back at the end, tried to say that they really loved what we started, that we were innovative, and we was a ground force show that started a lot of what we have out there now. And I'm hearing those out there now that are trying to be like Word 60, trying to have any type of flavor that we have. I have not heard any of them, so I don't know. Excuse me. Maybe somebody can expound on that if they've heard any. But my thing is
as long as
you know, hey, DB, we missed you, man. Say it again.
Give me a warm fuzzies, not. No, but what I was saying is, as long as we don't go the way of Arsenio, you know, I love Arsenio, but you know, they kind of just was like, yeah, we should have left it in the past, and I'm all for it. You know, I think this is an opportunity to really get into some things that are, you know, as far as literature, as far as, you know, life, these are the things that we can really talk about, and no matter where you go, it's kind of a human condition. No matter where you go, there are certain things that we all go through and we can all relate to. So, I mean, as long as we stay on that course, you know, there'll always be people willing to listen. There'll always be people willing to talk. I think a lot of other shows tried to do that, and then they go off on tangents that's just not that damn important. That shit get boring real fast.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we try to be everybody. I'm getting the sign from Murphy that we're picking up.
Hey, Ray, are you talking to your computer, Mike? Because you're breaking up. You breaking up.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. Breaking up. Okay. We're going to try this again. Hold on just a second.
No problem.
Can you hear me now? Is it better? Are you hearing me now?
Can
I hear you.
Okay. Well, I'm here real quick. I'm going to ask her.
Hello?
Because she's been out listening as well with this show. She missed the show. Can you hear me?
I think they hit you up. Every time you say, can you hear me? They're like, yeah, we'll work. and when you say something else, they're like, yeah, we ain't working no more.
Right.
Okay, so is it working now?
Yeah. See?
It's not working?
Conspiracy, man.
Yeah, it's working now. Right?
Okay.
You're about to see. You're going to say something profound, and they don't want everybody to listen.
It's going to come in like,
What?
Let me ask you this. If you can hear what I'm saying right now, I wanted to see if Toy Honey can tell me what did she miss that was, when Word Sexy left, what did she miss about it?
Real talk.
Real talk?
Real talk.
Okay.
Because every time I come on this show, you and DVE, y'all pull no punches. You speak your mind.
And that's what we are about, and we're going to bring that back. What do you think, DVE?
I put it in the chat room. You know, like...
Okay. Oh, yeah, real talking, real... Don't mean to talk about my weenie. What? No. Red pepper. No. Well, we do talk real talk, and I appreciate that, Toy. You giving us that. And Miss Cotton, my friend, what did you miss? You've been on some shows since you left Word Sexy for a little bit. What have you missed in other interviews that you've done?
I've missed the conversations, the battles. You know, like Toy said, I've missed the real talk too, and it's not just about one thing. Like we talk about, you know, I always had a topic to bring, and I don't care if you like me or you don't like me. I'm gonna say what the truth is, especially about some of us women. So
I know that's right.
Yeah, I missed a lot. You know, I don't, and it's funny because I don't look for validation from other people. So I'm never needing you to validate anything that I say because this is how I feel, You don't have to feel
right.
this way.
And that's why I
but,
love you.
You know what?
Because your ass
I'm
is
saying,
like
Cotton hit it right on the head, you know. I miss the ability to call the kettle black. If you see it as black, everybody, I tried to fill in word sexy with a couple on the show, and you know, I've noticed a lot of other people, you know, pussyfoot and they tiptoe around, you know, certain things that you know that need to be talked about, that need
right,
to be said,
you
right. know, whether it be you know, like let's say racism or let's say the current, you know. You know, our current status of books, you know, whether it be just something that, you know, people need to talk about, even the death of Maya Angelou, you know, rather than talk about, you know, some of the genius things that she's done, it's just kind of like, oh, let's read a poem, and that completely misses out on the point, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's just like a lot of those things that I miss, you know,
yeah.
the fact that we were able just to say things that, we saw, and if we saw something was right or something was wrong, you know, it was said. We wasn't pulling no punches. We wasn't holding our tongue, you know. And we, you know, like Kai said, we got into some heated debates, and I honestly missed those.
And I did, too. And like, one of the subjects that I'm going to talk about today, and I want y'all to kind of think about it. We ain't going to discuss it right this moment, but... the subject that I want to kind of get into tonight is you have kids. What if your son or daughter brings home someone of the same sex and tell you that that's their love interest? What would you do? We're going to talk about that. I want you to let that film in you for
a
few
minutes. You're breaking up someone of the same what?
And we're going to have...
same sex.
Okay.
Okay.
Same sex. We want everybody out there that's listening to call in. The number is 917. And it's number 917-89. And this is Word Sexy Radio, Grown Folks Radio, and we talk shit on this here Word Sexy. That's what we do different from everybody else. Talk shit. So, did y'all hear all that?
I heard it. Apparently not.
Y'all ain't saying shit, so it must be.
We heard it. Oh.
Did you hear pieces?
Hey. We never say stuff when we agree. We're in agreement, you know, it's just, you know, just saying. This is being mistake. We don't need to be like, right on, Daddy O.
Our show is here. We're not out of studio because we don't get cut off this time. You know, and since you brought that up, let's talk about that. You know, he tried to bring his show back, which I applaud him for doing that, but he tried to keep the 90s flair, and the 90s flair is just not here as far as that goes. Put his hairstyle in. I mean, what do you think about that?
Who, Arsenio?
Mm-hmm.
You talking about Arsenio Hall? You know what? I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it initially when it came on. But I will say this. I commend him for doing the comeback. Even if it doesn't work, you got to keep, you can't ever give up, or then you will have failed. But as long as he keeps pushing and trying to make something work for himself, I think that in itself is commendable, because it's not easy to get out there and sit down or sit with these people and try to interview them and talk about things, about what's going on in their life and some things you can't talk about. And, you know, then he's got to be able to entertain his audience at the same time. That's not an easy thing to do.
Absolutely. I agree. I definitely agree with you. And
I do think he need to change his haircut.
and the chat room is also saying that he brought a lot of the old performers and stuff that weren't mainstream on television to the show, which he did kind of do, and I think that kind of hurt him a little bit. I don't know if he had any kind of choices on who would come on the show or who didn't, but. My thing was, you know, like I say, he tried to keep it 90s, and it worked in the 90s. You know,
right.
Like, this, like with Jimmy Fallon and the stuff he has. A lot of people are saying, you know, they don't like the new way he's doing it. But I love Jimmy Fallon's show. I like the way he's doing it, especially with the Roots being on there and all that. You know, he's
oh, I like him.
The Tonight Show is off the damn chain.
Yeah, I like him.
Huh?
Yes, I like him too.
Yeah, you know, he's got some new flavor. You know, it what you have to do. You know? And he's around. Good.
I'll be first to tell you, I don't watch either one. Hello.
Wow.
Somehow I knew that you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
Like, you know what? I watched the Jimmy Fallon clip today, and I kind of laughed at it, but, you know, hey, I'd be tired that late at night. And I ain't trying to – the last thing I'm trying to do is laugh, all right? Let's just be honest. I'm asleep. But it's just kind of one of those things that, like, there are certain people that are not funny to me. And, you know, every now and then I'll catch – what's his name? What's the dude used to be fat? Him and Adam Carolla used to have a man show, Jimmy Kimmel. Like, every now and then, like, I'll watch him. I'll watch, like, some of the Brian Williams raps, and I will laugh my ass off when they take all of his cuts and they make him rap to different songs. Like, he did Gin and Juice. Brian Williams did Gin and Juice. And that mess was hilarious, you know. But other than that, I don't get to watch a lot of late-night shows because – it's just, you know, it's past my bedtime. I'm an old man now, you know, so, you know.
Oh, my God.
Early to bed, early to rise.
27 is not old.
Here we go.
I know, but
you know what
I got a lot more work
I'm
going to
tell you what's really going on. Do y'all really want to know what's going on? Because we really talk, we do real talk on this show.
Okay.
And I hope your woman's not listening. If your woman is listening, I hope she's not going to get upset. But you just got a hard dick and you ain't looking at the television. You want to fuck. That's what it is.
Wow.
So,
okay.
So that's just call it what it is. Because sometimes I ain't trying to watch that shit. You know, like
wow.
You said, you know, when you shit hard, you're ready to go. But I just wanted to put it out there a little bit. But you know, hey, it's a certain time of night. You know, you got to get things in. You got to go to work. You got to get it in, right?
Right.
So you just leave the TV on while you're getting it in. All right.
Well, you know, some people, that's what they do. But, you know, my thing is.
You need a little flashlight.
Well,
you want somebody, you want to make sure, you want to be certain somebody watching you, even if it's Jimmy Kimmel, huh?
Television.
So,
okay.
I kind of want to get off topic just a little bit. Since we're talking about that kind of stuff, like entertainment stuff.
Uh-huh. I'm listening. Go ahead.
I don't know if DV and Red remembers how I feel about certain things when it comes to men and women stuff. Now, Beyonce and Jay-Z in Solange in the elevator.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
You know how I feel about certain things. When a woman puts her hands on a man, now, this may not sound right, and women, nobody has to agree with me. I don't care. I really don't. But I'd be damned if you going to keep putting your hands on a man and think he ain't going to suck the shit out of you at some point. Like, seriously.
Yeah,
I don't think that should ever be okay for a woman to smack a man and then him say, oh, it's okay that she smacked the shit out of me. You know, no, that's not okay. Don't put your, if you don't want to be socked, don't put your hands on a man the same way if you don't want another woman putting your hands on you, don't put your hands on a man. I don't care if gender really doesn't have anything to do with it. The fact that you put your hands on somebody else and she spit on him, no, that's not acceptable. That's not acceptable.
DV, your thoughts.
Look,
your thoughts.
You know what? Because I don't know the whole story, you know, I'm going to reserve my opinion. But I still, and I will always feel like this, I don't care how many times a woman hits you, unless she's stabbing you or coming at you life-threatening, you know, there's a way to deal with that. You know, I've never had a woman put her hands on me. I've restrained women at times, but, you know, I've never been put in that position.
I had one try to do that to me. I ain't gonna lie to you, and you gotta protect yourself. I mean, you try to be the honorable guy and not hurt them, and try to hold them back or whatever. But sometimes that shit hurts when they be hitting you with shit. You need to get them off.
Yeah, it's supposed to hurt.
Fuck around and kill your ass.
Because you saying, oh no, it's a woman. She, it's okay that she socked me a whole bunch of times and then take her heel and stab me in my head with it. But if I had just smacked her one time because she didn't hit me five times, then she wouldn't have done it no more. How about that? And I'm not, I kid you not, I'm not promoting violence. I'm not promoting violence whatsoever. But I'm saying, I'm talking about right and wrong. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, it's not a male or female thing. It's not that. It's right and wrong. Your mama taught you to don't put your hands on nobody unless you want them to put their hands on you. That's the bottom line. Bottom line. But we constantly keep telling our boys, don't put your hands on a woman, but it's all right if she knocks the shit out of you. It's a lot of women in jail right now today because he didn't put his hands on her and she killed his ass.
But you know what?
That's not funny, but it's true.
There's a difference between being threatened, like your life being threatened, and just defending. My thing is this. There was a bodyguard in the elevator with him. So he wasn't in imminent danger. You know what I'm saying?
No, the simple fact is,
he did the right thing. Because if he put his hands on Solange,
he did. He did do the right thing.
Right. The first thing we'd be talking about is how little, you know, how disgusted we are at him. You know what I'm saying? And how, what kind of a man, regardless of the situation, puts his hands on a woman.
Well, I look at it like this. This is the way I look at it. If you let them keep doing that, they're going to think they can keep doing that.
All the time. Very true. I agree.
If you don't stop it, it's going to keep going on. They're going to think, oh, I can fuck him up. You know?
Right.
You
ain't going to do nothing.
You know, because I've seen women that do that. Right thing, because he didn't want to get sued, because the bitch would have tried to come and try to sue him later. I'm sure. Okay.
Right. I mean, I think he did the right thing too. You know, by not putting his hands on her. I think he did the gentleman, and like DV said, that's his sister-in-law. You don't want to cause that conflict because now you got another problem. Understandable, but somebody should have told her ass. Somebody. Now, I know Beyonce, because if that was my sister, I probably would have smushed her in her face. I probably would have punched her in her head because you ain't got no business putting me in predicament. Wow. Number one, that's my husband and you're my sister. Don't put your hands on my husband because he's not allowed to put his hands on you. Whatever confrontation verbally that y'all have, you better figure out how to deal with it. That's what you better do.
But see, I kind of feel like this. There's exceptions to every rule, because if she witnessed him put his hands on her sister, or she saw something that she herself felt like she needed to, you know, to engage him, then, you know, she gets the benefit of doubt from me. But because I do not know the story, you know, we can talk in speculation all day, every day. We can say woulda, coulda, shoulda, but we kind of need to know the story in order to see how we're supposed to proceed with this. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. But, I mean, I wouldn't have done it in public. I commend Beyonce for her ladylike disposition when she stood there, because she knew it wasn't going to be a private moment. But I know once I got in that car, me and my sister was going to be going at it. Once we got home, that's a whole other story, because it's in private now, and we're in our own home. But in public, you should never act like that. And people are commending Solange because they think that she was standing up for her sister. But regardless if she was standing up for her sister, you don't do that. You don't act like that in public when you're that big of a, I mean, she's not, but those other two are. I'm not taking away nothing from Solange.
I cannot agree. But just like this, let's be honest. When people think they got privacy. Because, you know, what happened to Ray Rice? He thought he had privacy, and what did he do? He gave his wife, you know, a ooh-wee followed by a goddamn, and next thing you know, he was pulling her out of the elevator. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He didn't know that the elevator had cameras. He was just kind of like, oh, nobody saw this type deal. So, I mean, when people get mad, and we all know this, you don't care where you at. No matter how much you try to hold it, when you mad, you mad. You know, that's but true. Like I said, well, I kind of want to know the circumstances that led up to it.
Right, right. They
can y'all hear me now? You faded out, so we had to keep talking over you.
I know. So let me say this real quick.
We're going to get you a microphone for Christmas. For your birthday.
Let me say this.
Sorry, Red.
Can you hear me?
Sorry, Red.
You hear me?
Yeah, we can now.
Well, this is what I think. Regardless if it was if her sister was getting dogged by him or not, that's his wife and that's her husband. That's between them. You know, she shouldn't have got involved in that. Go somewhere or whatever. That's between their husband and wife.
Right.
So I don't think this.
I don't think
you should ever get in the middle of a husband and wife dispute. Just because he ain't putting his hands on her, then you shouldn't get in the middle of that. That's really between him and her. Because she ain't going. She's not going
to
leave him.
Yeah, I was just about to make that distinction because, you know, my sister was married to a guy who, you know, had a habit of putting his hands on him, you know, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not saying this because, you know, I look for a fight to get into. The bottom line is there are some people who are not even willing to defend themselves. And, you know, kind of like when I was a kid, you know, I had to defend all the all the kids that got bullied on, you know, and I took it as a badge of honor that I didn't let them get picked on, you know what I'm saying? So because even there was a couple times where I got picked on, the people rescued me, so, you know, I guess it kind of pays it forward. So there's sometimes that some things need to be said, and if them things need to be said with your knuckles, then so be it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I don't promote violence like that because it never comes to this.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. I just don't think that it's right that for so many years we've been telling our boys, oh, chalk it up, don't cry. You better not cry. My mom could beat the crap out of me, and I shouldn't cry because I'm a boy. What does that have to do with anything? You're hurting me. I'm hurt just like the girls don't hurt.
I'm going to tell you right now, even if it didn't hurt when I was getting whooped, I cried like it was the worst pain ever. Because let you not cry. My God. Man.
Okay. So let me ask you, can y'all hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, I can. You good?
I feel breaking up?
No, you good? See, okay. Every time I watch, you about to break up.
But it's okay. I want to try to keep it going because Word Sexy is here to stay. It's not leaving. We're going to keep it going. No, I'm. Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, we can still hear you.
I guess not because y'all ain't responding. Oh, okay.
No, we can still hear you.
We
can hear
you.
You
can hear me?
Gay kids. How the hell we get on this?
I'm turning my mic up. DV something. I want y'all to hear me. I got the mic turned up. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yo, anytime you say, can you hear me, we hear you just fine.
Anything
okay, well,
after
now.
That, so you don't have to start every conversation.
After that,
can you hear me?
Right.
Okay. All right, so can you hear me now?
Yes. Go.
I guess y'all can't because...
we can hear you.
Okay, I got you. What I'm going to do? Next time I'm going to use the damn phone. This is good, but you gotta have a microphone that you hold in your hand to do this. Cause it's the mic
it's
on the line. Damn... this shit ain't working. I'm going to have to buy one.
He's just trying to play it off.
You know, you said a lot. We can hear you, so we was waiting on.
Well, I'm not using your phone anymore.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even on the phone at all. Actually, what I'm doing right now is I am using the microphone on the computer. And I know a lot of people are probably leaving because of what's going on, but I wanted to try this because I wanted to make sure we had good combo when we do this next week. And speaking of who's coming on next week, we're going to have Jay Jones and her people are going to be coming on. And out of Jay Publications, they're going to be talking their book, of course, are the, you know, they're the urban fiction books that's really taken over out there. I mean, let's talk about that a little bit. All these urban fiction books that are out there now. I mean, just they're everywhere. I mean, they're really everywhere out there now. Is there anything else to write about? Everybody's got a hood story.
That's because every there's no what do we say before there's no vetting process. You know, there's a lot of that have come from there. If we think that's the oldest story we can tell, you know, nobody's trying to tell stories about like there's every time I go see a fantasy movie, ain't no black fantasy characters. Every time like I go see The Hobbit or Lord of the Rings, ain't no black characters in there. You know, so the thing is we can create these stories. But we rather just stick to the things that we know, which is stupid because you're writing a fictional story. And I just don't get it. Now, is it all that we know how to do? No. But they saying it's the only thing they're selling. So that's the only thing people are doing now. It just, it's no different than gangster rap. You know, I hate calling it that. But when everybody was cussing out, you know, everybody and everybody was flashing guns, you know, the real fun of music, of hip-hop, just disappeared because the only thing that was selling or the only thing they were promoting is stuff that we essentially said, you know, we did, and that was killing each other. So this is what it has turned into. It's just a metamorphosis.
Right. So, I mean, everybody's a drug dealer. Everybody's a – now they got all these other stories out there about – The Real Housewives of the Ghetto. I mean, I'm seeing all kinds of shit out there.
Oh, God.
I mean, you think I'm playing. Go out. There's a book out there, The Real Housewives of the Hood, and all of that. That's stuff that's being written right now.
Oh, so you just stop.
But the only thing that's bad about it is this. I'm not saying it's bad to write that stuff, but the thing is have a, like we said, a broader imagination. I know there's but the thing is what's getting it is you got an audience that wants this stuff.
Look, man, I'm going to tell you like this, and I'll be the first to tell you. If we are the people who put pussy and dick in the titles of books and bitch and whore, then, you know, we're lost. I'm sorry. I can't tell you how many bitch titles and pussy titles and dick titles I've seen. And I don't care if it's inside the book. But that's on the cover, man. Really? You know?
I know.
And like, I've seen covers with nigga on the front. Let me see a white book with cracker or honky on the front. You know, no honky, better take my man. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. They don't do it. You know? And we are happy with this ignorance. No wetback, better take my girlfriend. Like, seriously? You know, if I ever saw that book, I would drive wherever that dude or that woman lives and slap the hell out of them. But it's okay for us because, you know, we're supposed to be ignorant. And I would never accept that.
What's the idea of what's going on next week? The authors that we're going to have next week called Get Honest. What's different books of good stuff? Of course, I would have thought it. They have all this stuff that they're saying. We're going to them. That's all.
They say that.
The hood can't read else. That don't relate to them. Got to read something that relates to them.
Red, I'm pretty sure whatever
really?
You said was profound, but I didn't hear a word you said. Like, you just broke up.
Let me try to say this again.
All right, go ahead.
Can you hear me right now? Okay. What is the need to have it all? I understand that. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
How about now?
Now, why don't you just get your ass off that computer and call in?
You know, I'm probably going to do that. Because the shit is fucked up. Okay, I'm going to see if I can call in if it'll let me.
I guess I got to call in.
I'm going to call in because I'm getting tired of all of this.
Or, you know, just let me
let me try that. Right, go ahead.
Yeah. I don't know. Cotton, you still there?
Go ahead, buddy. See, there's another call. I'm going to bring in another caller. 816-359. That's all I'm going to say. State your name, where you calling from. I know where you're calling from, but state your name. Okay. All right, so are you still there, DV?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Cotton's still there, too, as well. I don't know what she's doing right now. I can hear you. I can hear you, but I'm going to call in this number.
Okay. So you can't hear Cotton either?
No, I can't for some reason. Her
okay,
mic is
good.
On, but I can't hear.
Yeah, it's not just me.
Okay, let me try this one more time so I get off the computer connection because it doesn't seem to be working quite well, and I wanted to try this out before next week, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah, you know, there's always a test run. Glad you did it this way.
Right.
So now you can test our blog talk to take your money.
Right.
Send them a scathing email. I guess I just listened.
Okay, this is what we're going to have to do. I have to call in as a guest.
What happened?
That'll work. I got to call in as a guest.
All right.
Because I'm going to do that now. Hold on a second. I'm not going to cut the call.
I'm just going to chat. I'm going to type in the chat room.
Yeah. We're going to get this. We're going to get this. Because we want to. Okay. Now.
Here we go. I'm talking. The only problem with this DV, it's going to be an echo.
Yeah, I can tell.
Okay.
How about now?
I've turned it down. How's that?
Wait.
Still
is that better?
Echo,
slight echo.
Let
me turn
this
on.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got your computer speakers on?
Yeah, I turned them off because I know that that's going to be a problem. Let me try to turn this other one off here. I hate to do it, but I'm going to have to. We won't have no music. But anyway, how's that? Is that better? Is that a little better?
There's a slight echo, but other than that, man, it's better not hear you. I'll tell you that right now. So I can
okay.
do that.
All right. So, here we are. We're Sexy Radio trying to get things right, and we just want to make sure that everybody continue to support. Like I said, next week I won't call in. Matter of fact, I wonder if I disconnect from the computer. I should still be the bit. No, I won't because the host will have to call back in. But if you keep talking while I'm doing it, I should be able to continue. I should be able to call back in, right?
As long as I'm on the line, I guess, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try it. I don't want to kill everybody, though. See, if I don't want to cut off and then the show is gone. I'll just keep it like this. We'll just have an echo. Now, Cotton, are you there? I can't hear. Her phone is still there. Her phone is still there. She's still connected.
Maybe she don't sprint. Tell her about that.
All right. Okay, so 816-716. Are you there? I have your mic on if you want to speak. Okay, I'm going to turn your mic off. All right, DV. You know, what I don't want to do is I don't want to disconnect the computer because if I do that, it might cut everything off. And then try to call back in. Because I tried to call in as the host and it wouldn't let me do it because it was already a host called in.
Right. But you've been disconnected.
I've been disconnected before.
You want to come back. Yeah.
Okay, well, let me try that. Let me see if I can do that.
All right. Sorry.
And hold on a second.
If not, I just call back.
I want to stay on the air. I don't want to get cut off. Okay. How can I do this without? Let's see.
You know, you may need to call for help, but that means, you know, calling India and asking them to help you out, which
well,
probably
guess what?
Not really, you know.
Okay, the host is gone, but I got to get back in some kind of way as the host, so you can still hear me, right?
With no echo.
And you know why, right? Because I cut the host part off, but I want to call back in as the host because, see, I'm in as a caller now. So stay on. I'm gonna try this. I hate to do this, but I hope I won't lose you. I shouldn't. But let me.
All right. Cut me off. Hello. I think you just can disconnect me.
Okay. All right, DV. I am back as the host, and everything is right. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
All right, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You loud and clear.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I got everybody. Now, who is 773?
Man, listen, light-skinned dude, don't get brand new just to be back.
I'm going to call you light-skinned dude.
Hey,
how could you not know that?
Hold on. I'm one of the people that said when you was on Facebook, I don't know about.
Well, welcome back, my brother. How you doing? Good to hear from you. How's everything going? Now you don't want to talk to me.
Yeah, I can't hear me. I thought it was me.
Oh, they all dropped. Okay, they're going to have to come back. They're going to have to come back. All their calls got dropped. Are you still here? Okay. Well, I don't
hear.
Wait. Okay.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. So we need to say names because
okay.
I don't know who else is saying stuff. DV is here.
DV is here. Cotton's here. Red Snapper is here. And the other guy who called me light-skinned dude is not here. So is he coming back? I don't know. But GPA will probably be back here in a few minutes, and we'll be talking with him as well. Toy Honey is gone. I think we probably bored her. Can people talking? Okay, I can hear people talking. Melody says she can hear people talking. And I'm sure you heard that. So
wow.
We're back. Okay, so here we go. So I know now, from now on, not to use the computer connection because that shit is not working, so we won't do that. We will do the phone like we always do. Can y'all hear me good now?
Yeah, real well. Fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this
it only took an hour.
You know why? Because I tried to do it through the computer. I thought that shit was funny, fun, and spectacular, but apparently that's not going to work. So we won't
no,
do that next time. Unless I was in a what do you call, like a studio or something, then it probably works. But if we can get GPA to call back in, we'll talk to him and see what he's doing, because I know he's been doing a lot with Cotton, and Cotton is here as well. We thank you both for coming back, and we thank everybody in the chat room as well. And go ahead and spread the word. We got one more hour. We actually got 53 more minutes, so if anybody else wants to call in, the number is 917-889-8206. This is Word Sexy Radio. And I don't like that new number because I like the other number, 347-215-8539. What happened? Anyway.
Man, you remember by heart? You are a special, special man.
I did that for 5 years.
Hey, I wasn't going to remember that.
5 years of Word Sexy Radio, and that was the number.
Look, the number could have been 1234567. I still would have been like, you remember that? I don't remember that.
Well, I got it. So I'm going to have to remember this, 917-889-8206. So that's what's going on. But, yeah, we're here, and Word Sexy is back, and we're going to be here next week with Jade Jones and her people. And Cotton, I don't know if you kind of heard what we was talking about earlier, but we were getting on, not really dogging it, but kind of going on the subject of urban fiction and how come we got books now that talks about bitches and the real pictures of the ghetto and all this. We got all that stuff, and it's crazy. But GPA, we got you, man. Go ahead and speak, brother.
Hey, what's going on, bro? Welcome back, man.
Hey, I'm glad to be good, back, and glad that you're doing quite well as well. And good to hear from you, man.
Hey, no doubt, man. You know, as soon as you was coming back, I was coming on, man. You know what I'm saying? So I had an interview prior, you know, but otherwise I'd have been here sooner. I'd have been here much sooner. You know what I'm talking about? I hear DV somewhere on the line. Did I hear DV somewhere?
Yeah, it's me, man. What's good?
What is ball, man? What's up, buddy? What's
well, you know, man? I'm glad that we're all back. And
no doubt.
Just so you know, we got to get you on to do an interview as well. And you know, you're always welcome to come on, but we're not going anywhere. We're going to stay this time. We are going to get. We did 5 years before we had our hiatus. So we're going to stay this time, and we're not going anywhere. A lot of people who have missed Word Sexy Radio and have told us, we kind of talked about that, and we want to get your feedback on this as well, about a lot of shows trying to be us but really couldn't be us. Can you kind of give us an elaboration on that, or your take on that?
I'm so glad you – that's a great segue because I was going to tell you anyway. There's a lot of these shows, man, they're the same show. And Cotton will tell you, they've changed shows, man. You messed up our Monday night by that, because those were a good couple of hours we could count on, that we could have some good laughs, we could get into some great discussion, you might embarrass somebody. You know, we could do all that on a Monday night.
Right.
And
well, it's
going to
be Tuesday nights from now on, brother. We got Tuesday nights from now on, so. Okay, and we got Melanie on the line as well. How you doing, Mel?
I'm good. How's everybody?
Looks like the whole crew is back. The reunion has done it. We're all here. Word Sexy is back.
That's
go ahead, GPA.
Door.
We want to get some more from you now. And we're going to get Melanie to put her piece in as well. But back to you, GPA. I know you've done some interviews with other shows. And you said that they were, I ain't going to say whack because we ain't going to dog nobody. But what was missing? That, what did you miss? What did you miss in those shows?
If my partner's on the line or she's listening, she can
here.
Confirm it. Hey, what's up, baby?
Hey.
I'm
going to leave that shit alone. Y'all going to make me do the sounder. You know I haven't been doing that lately, and here we go.
I just got to get around. When I get around the clean introduction, I'm not my normal self. I gotta use a little extra composure because, you know, she has them powers. She has those powers, so I gotta be, so you know, I gotta get my composure. But anyway, basically, man, what it is, there's a lot of sugarcoating. A lot of people sugarcoat a lot of stuff. You get on and like, and y'all are no punks. Y'all are no punks with it, man. If something ain't right or something don't sound right coming out of somebody's mouth, you're gonna ask them about it or call them on. And that's how it should
right.
be, man. You know, not necessarily okay, you're trying to be antagonistic, but just like, hey, what do you mean by that? You know, what did you when you said that poem, what were you trying to say? I remember somebody came on, man, and you told him, you're like, hey, listen, if you're gonna do this is what you told him, exact words. If you're gonna do this, you gotta put some passion in it. We gotta feel what it is you're saying. You told a young brother that on the show. And it sounds like you're just reading off or whatever the case may be. Well, if he went on another show, they'd be telling him, oh, that was a great piece. Oh, didn't you like that piece? Well, you
get
out of here, man. No, you didn't.
Anyway, yeah, I understand. I understand exactly what you're saying. Bullshit. you know, we're here. We're going to keep it real. We're back. We're going to be on Tuesdays now instead of Monday. So you're going to have to wait an extra day. But we are going to be on Tuesday nights. That seems to work a little better for me as well as others. So we're going to be here Tuesdays at the same time, 8 to 10. Doing our thing, Central Standard Time, 9 Central Eastern Time for those who are on the East Coast, and everybody else, you got to figure out your damn times and shit. But anyway, we're here,
we had people hang up on the show, haven't we? Because of Red. I think we all have had somebody hang up that we were interviewing because they couldn't handle what we were saying.
Oh, yeah, not because of you only. Well, definitely me, because I don't hold nothing.
Because of all of us.
I remember Ray had it read. But my memory, the only one I remember is the gay dude who hung up on Red because I forget what the hell Red was asking. Like, Red was like, so you don't like pussy, huh? Is that right? And I was like, oh, this dude's going to hang up.
I remember that.
I did ask him that shit, didn't I? Say, oh, you don't like pussy. I remember that, yeah.
Well, you know, I remember the poet lady that came on, and she hung up because she didn't like what I said.
Right.
I think we've
I remember her.
We had a lot of shows like that. We had the one show where the white girl came on, and she was trying to tell sisters how to treat their man, and y'all went off on her ass, and then we had the dudes who... You remember that one show we did with the two brothers who wrote the book with the dude, the Art of Macking, and he was trying to tell them that had white girls in their cover and everything, and they were trying to show that the reason why brothers go to white women because sisters be dogging them. I mean, we've had all kinds of shit on our show that was off the chain.
Wait a minute.
Kunani Poets have been on here.
Hey, bro, the classic show, the classic, the Cotton and DV, y'all remember this. The brother, it was two dudes, they came on, and they were talking about why black women are angry or something like that.
I remember
you know these shows are recorded now. You know all these shows are recorded. You can get these shows on Word 60
man,
Radio
dude.
On Blog Talk man. Radio. You can pull them down and listen to them. They're there.
But you got them red.
And it goes back. It goes back to like 4 years. Oh, yeah. You know what got me when they did that? This is what got me about that group of guys, those two guys. The guy that they was going to for advice was a pimp who wrote the book, The Art of Macking. He wrote a couple of books on how to get women. And they were using him as a reference to portray what they were doing.
Wow.
And that's the thing that got me. And you know, they was like bowing down to this dude and kissing his dick and shit, and his balls, and all kinds of shit, you know, about how to do this. And
it was hugging me.
You know, they tried to come up with statistics they had and all this. They done surveys and shit, talking about, you know, all kinds of stuff. You know, it's crazy. But we're going to have them back on the show, too, because I want to see what new book they got out now. You know, some shit that they wrote now, I'm sure they got, you know.
My favorite what the hell moment, and I knew this chick really hung up on us, was the in-laws from Hell Woman, the woman who, like, they stole her idea, and they was like, well, why don't you sue somebody? No, I'm going to just go ahead and let it go. But they got $1 million off my idea.
Cotton, isn't that the lady that was working with you or something, trying to do something with you or something? She said she had wrote the show.
No, that was Adriana, I think. Wasn't it?
Right,
Adriana?
It was. Her because
yeah,
she wrote this
Adriana.
Show. She said they stole the show, some show that's on TV. They stole her idea from her.
That's right. That was Adriana.
Yeah, we were
talking
about
why don't
that.
You sue? You know, you have legal precedent. You know, why don't you do something?
I wouldn't do business with her. That's all I'm going to say.
I mean, are we on radio just saying, like, you
hell yeah, this is live. This is live radio. This is Word 60 Radio. Anybody want to come in, you can call 917-889-8206. And I don't like this fucking number. call in and let's talk shit about some of the old shows we did on Word Sexy Radio. Because I'm smoking a blunt right now, getting fucked up. I know I changed in a couple of, you know, I'm getting high. I was preaching a couple of months ago. But anyway, here we go. We're getting fucked up talking about old shows on Word Sexy Radio. And we're back. So,
wait a minute.
I'm sorry. I went through a metamorphosis. Yes, go ahead.
I got another one. Do you remember?
Go ahead.
Sister was on and she was talking about how she created a new genre called realistic fiction.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My genre is realistic fiction. Well, is it fact or is it fiction? Dumbass.
Oh, yeah,
man.
I remember that.
I wanted to reach the phone and choke the hell out of that one.
Listen, man, I just want everybody to know, man.
I'm glad you remember that shit.
Man, that is Red kept asking her, you know, cool, and we friends. I can tell you the truth. You are an instigating motherfucker, man.
Red, hell yeah. Get Red.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's part of being a good interviewer. You got to be able to fuck with people.
Hey, DV, he wouldn't let off the hook at all. He kept asking her, what makes you think you thought this up? He kept asking her, what makes you
think you thought this up? Realistic fiction. Like, who says stuff like that? Who, I mean, seriously,
she fucking said it because she was on here doing.
But that's what I'm saying. That's like, man, yeah. I got this fake real story, but it's real fake. Like, oh, okay.
But this Word Sexy Radio, they know they can come on here and say anything.
And we're going to cut their ass up, though.
She took fully.
Now, Melanie, let me ask you, Melanie. I know there's a show that you probably, that was passionate, because I know you had one that probably got you, because there was a couple of times you was going off and shit, and you was upset about some things. What was one that you can think of that kind of got you on edge?
I remember going ham on the two dudes. I remember that one. I remember personally being disgusted by the two of them. And I don't remember the show exactly because it sounded like we were maybe kind of off on a tangent, but we were talking about the state of books and the state all this urban street fiction and versus erotica.
Good segue, because we're getting ready to go there. Yes, good segue.
I feel, you know, strongly about it. It's kind of like music, which is starting to suck, which I always say every time I come on because it's the truth. Anytime I can be engaged and get a good debate going, you know, I just like to know what out of all the things you choose to write about, why do we keep going down the same roads and put everybody back on the street corner and everybody in orphanages and everybody mama on crack? I mean, like, and then be mad when you don't get to see yourself, you know, in some sci-fi movie. Well, you have the opportunity to put yourself there. Instead, you go to the street corner. So, hey.
Well, next week we're going to have some authors there, urban fiction authors. They're going to come on, the J. Jones Publications people. And one of her books is called Ghetto Pocahontas. Another one is called Thought. Another one is called, and I'm not dogging. First of all, let me say this.
I hate that word. Thought. I hate that
word.
Before
we go any further, let me please explain to everybody in that's listening to the show, I have nothing against urban fiction. I think it's a great genre, but I think you can oversaturate stuff just like anything else. And there's just so many books out there that's urban fiction about drugs
and
people in jail and shit. What else can we do? Is that all we know?
No.
What's your thoughts? I want people to call in the chat room. You know, I'm just tired of seeing all this shit. It's the same shit. You know, how many damn people is on crack? I mean, I know we got the epidemic that's going on where people are doing this and that, but do we really want to sit and read about that all the time? Now, I can say that about the sexual books that I write or whatever and all that too, but damn. You know, it's just so much with this that people are thinking when they pick up books, they look at the covers, they don't even want to pick these books up because they think, well, that's not me, that's black people, that's their shit, you know.
Mhm.
I'm just getting tired
like
of it.
You get into the happy, you get into the, you know, the young adult, teenage, you know, happy, inspirational, and then you grow up and you can read a little bit more, and then you get like 99%. Urban fiction, like it just, you know, you finally can kind of expand your mind and read. And that's kind of like where reading came from, a place where you could speak to people in different ways. And
So now you've got so many different ways now to speak to people. You get grown, and this was out there right now.
Yeah.
This is what has all the black faces on it. This is what has all the black modeling, all the black urban rap, hip-hop, you know, inspired names. And it's not just 2 or 3 out of 10. It's like 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10 books. So, you know,
and there's a
like
book out there called Ghetto Ballerina. Yeah. There's this Ghetto Ballerina that's out there as well. Of course, you know, that's a stripper. You know what I mean? Damn, man. I mean,
down,
not surprised.
You know?
Yeah, no, Ghetto Ballerina. You know, I guess the only
like,
way you...
Like, oh, it's black, you just throw ghetto in front of it. Like, how insulting is
right.
to your own people?
If it ain't ghetto, it's bitch, everything. Like you, like BB said earlier, they got these books out there now that's got nigga on the front of them. They bluntly put nigga on them. You know, nigga this, nigga that, this nigga this. They got the Real Housewives of the Ghetto that's out there right now. You think I'm bullshitting?
Oh,
look it up.
That's a book?
That's a book. Go out there and read it. Go out there and look. You will see it.
I can't wait to call in next week. That freaking word.
Oh, my God.
That word. Thought.
Am I working? I need to
tell me. Tell me why you hate that word thought and with all the emphasis that you put on that motherfucker.
First of all, being an English major, thought means is an acronym. Or whatever, they don't even know it was an acronym. Some idiot just from my freaking city started saying it. It means them hoes out there.
That's exactly what it means.
I didn't even know.
That's what it means.
You could see it everywhere.
But they think it's one woman. They think it means hoe, period. And it's not. It's plural. And they try to say the plural piece of it is thotties, but them hoes out there is what it stands for. You're absolutely correct. But a lot of people don't know because they read the shit, they hear shit, and they writing shit, and they don't know what the fuck they doing. Okay, I said it.
So the next part of it is, do you think we need one more derogatory term to refer to? They aren't talking about white women. They aren't talking about Asian or Hispanic women. They're talking about black women. We need another thing.
Mm-hmm.
We need another reference.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I'm getting a little perturbed by that.
No,
idiots,
it's not.
They sit up here and they talking about, thought. And now wait. Let me tell you how bad it's really got.
They glamorize it.
Somebody had a little baby and called it a fottler. What the fuck is that?
Wait, what?
A fottler, like toddler, but instead of toddler, C O.
Hell no.
O E R. It's T H O. Whatever the freaking spelling of stupid thought was, fottler. Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
We the only people I know who create new ways to do dumb shit. I swear.
That doesn't help anybody to do anything. Like, you're not thinking differently. You're not inspired. You're just laughing or you shaking your head in shame. Like.
Well, let me explain to you why a lot of this is the way it is. Because, and I hate to say it, but James Patterson put it out there. Well, he put out on Twitter a couple of days ago that he hates Amazon because Amazon promotes people that are not writers. They just put shit out. It's all about money now. Anybody can write a book and put it out there, and it's garbage, and it's out there. And we talk about this. We've talked about that before.
You know what?
And the music, too.
It's all three.
As true as that is. That's not an Amazon thing. I'm sorry, Melody. I didn't mean to talk over you, sister. Go right ahead.
No. I was just saying that it crosses over. It's not just books. I think it's accessible. Amazon makes it accessible. I don't think that's a bad thing.
I just think that
because you had a lot of great black writers when you had publishing houses and people having to wait and get agents and all of that crap. You had talent that was just not ever going to get exposed to the light of day because a lot of times black artists just were not desired. Black writers, black singers, black anything. So you're absolutely correct. I think it's good that you have outlets that promote creativity or promote, you know, business ownership. But at the same time, just like any other profession, craft, whether it be singing or drawing or medicine, whatever, you got to go to school. And I don't mean public. I don't mean enrolling. I mean you need to do the research. You need to hone your craft. You need to find your passion and not just jump on the bandwagon. That's what I think is happening. That, to me, is what is what's pulling down the art. Is not necessarily that the avenue is there. It's just the people who are doing it are just trying to make a quick dollar. Say, I wrote a book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whose dog is barking in the background back there?
Oh, no, I was walking through it, and so while I was listening to y'all. I'm outside,
okay,
I'm walking through the neighborhood. I'm walking
okay.
through the neighborhood.
Well, so you out there looking at all the thoughts and shit, the thotties and all that?
You know what? Hey, on the back end
it's
of the neighborhood, I'm coming back to the James Patterson. I want to address that. But
yeah,
here's
please.
One thing about the thought. They call my city, they've been saying there's a city called Chirac. I looked on the map, right? Didn't see it. I've been living here all my
life. Yeah, Chirac.
Never heard of a place called Chirac. You know what I'm talking about? But
I know exactly what you're saying.
Right. It's Justin James Patterson what he said. The literary purity is the farthest thing from his mind when he's talking about Amazon. He is in battle because Amazon wants more money from him and that lady who wrote the Harry Potter joint. So they battling
it. Right. Right.
They forget the purity. But now, here's the thing, though. If people weren't clamoring for these books, weren't buying these books up, and you weren't promoting these all over Facebook, I'm going to tell you, man, that's our book. I met a young lady here when Raheem Brooks came. I met a young lady here. Raheem Brooks, great author from Philadelphia. I met him. He came here. I met a young lady. She seemed real fast and everything. The name of her book is Sneaky Pussy. That's the name of our book.
Oh yeah, I've seen that book. I've seen it. It's Sneaky Pussy. That's the name of it. Sneaky Pussy. I've seen it. It's out there on Facebook. I've seen that.
And I said,
Sneaky
oh
Pussy. P-U-S-S-Y.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
and she was so articulate and everything. And I was like, she wrote this book? I was like, This is what you wrote. Like, for real. But people are going ahead. Go ahead and tell her. Like, when she put the cover out, oh, girl, great title. Oh, girl,
yep.
great cover.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
Nonsense.
No shame.
Well, you know, I hate to say it, but a lot of people think the only way they're going to get out there is to write shit like that. Just like at one point.
Get out where, though? Like where?
To come, like you said, to bring their craft out. They think that they have to do it. Like a lot of, okay, since we're going in with kind of talking black. So let's say this. Just like a lot of rappers at one point, they came out, the old school rappers, they came out. The only way they could get seen was to do the rap. But then eventually what they did was they moved themselves into acting and other things because that's what they really wanted to be. But they thought the only way to get exposed was to come out in the rap game. Now a lot of these people are thinking that the only way they can get their craft out to really write what they want to write is to come out and write garbage. And I'm not saying it's terrible what they're writing. It's just they're coming up with the titles and stuff. But they think that's the only way they're going to get out there because they think that the audience is, and believe it or not, it's showing in the numbers that the audience is those people that are reading now that normally wouldn't read because of where their environment that they grew up in. And I hate to say that, but that's what's happening. You know, a lot of people, they want to read. They think they want to read. They think they want to read something that they can relate to. So they use that as an excuse. Instead of reading about Moby Dick or something like that, they want to read something, wow, this is me. I can relate to this. Oh, that book is on the chain because I, you know. But that's what they're using as a hustle to get this money. There's a guy out there. I'm going to use his initials. I ain't going to say his name because he got so many books out there. He got so many people doing this shit. LS. He's all over Facebook. He's got books, all kinds of shit. Bitches this. Bitchery 4, blah, 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 this and that. All these different people writing these books about different things, and he's got the audience. Huh?
This is Bitchery. And when I was growing up, all right, everybody told us to read books. Why? Because books made you a better person. They made you think outside of the box. They kind of, you know, let your imagination grow. You know, a lot of these people that, you know, are writing the books are essentially stripping other people of their imaginations, and that's how I honestly feel. It's like we see this buffoonery. This is what pisses me off, because we write about this ignorance in our books. We watch this ignorance on TV. But then when people treat us just how they think we're acting, because this is the way we write, this is, you know, what we do in movies, then we want to get mad. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
We have that right to get mad. you have that right to get mad, but then as soon as it dies down, you go what? You turn around and do the exact same thing. You write the ignorance. You put yourself, every time I turn around, we don't, you know, every time I'm looking at a movie now, black people are slaves again. You know, it used to be with juggers, it used to be with thugs. Now we're back to being slaves. You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure, pretty soon we're going to have a whole flood of books coming out, you know, where they're not gangsters, you know, where women and men ain't gangsters and they come out of jail. It's going to, you know, back in slavery, kind of hustling and selling drugs. You know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of that ignorance really gets under my skin because on one hand, you complain about the treatment of your own people, and then on the exact opposite hand, you write about the things that you know, that they think your people are.
Right. I'm so glad we're back because this is the shit I miss with DV. Him getting all emotional and shit. I missed all this, I'm telling you. Okay, yes, you're absolutely right. We talk shit about them talking about us being in a place, but then we want to promote it at the same time that this is us. Why do we do this shit?
That's not who we really are. Why do y'all portray us like that? And then we portray
that's
us like
nigga
that.
And nigga, you know, that we can go there. That's like using nigga, the term endearment, with the A, and then nigger with the R, E-R. You know, we need to make up our fucking minds. Do we want to be niggas or not? What do we want to be?
I don't.
That's what we need to decide. You know?
We have real issues.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you know, it's,
I
it's
think
crazy.
There's just so much history there that you can't even begin to scrape the surface of the dynamics of black experience here in this country. It's complicated. But at saying that, I still do not feel that we should be promoting and pushing young people into just the things that don't uplift us. You know what I mean? Like I just
right.
At first it was like, okay, it's burgeoning, and now as you turn around and it's like everywhere, and it's like people have zero shame anymore. Zero shame about what they're leaving on, what they're putting their energy into, what they're passing on and leaving behind. It's sad.
I'm gonna tell you that the urban fiction world is deep out there now with writers and deep with authors that are, you know, people that are supporting them because they think that's what they have. They think that's who they are, and they don't want to come out of the ghetto. They want to be ghetto. They want to read about ghetto. They want to glamorize ghetto. They like that, you know. And people have a right to choose what they want, you know, to read. But the thing is. I agree with everybody here on this panel, everybody that's been speaking. Why do we have to continue to put ourselves in that position? Why can't we be something else? Why do we have to be always in the hood?
So wait a minute. This chick's book is named
That's
a real book. That's a real book that's out there written by Jay Jones. She's going to be on the show next week.
Thot.
T-H-O-T. That's the name of the book. Look it up on Amazon. You'll see it.
And I bet you he thought that was the most clever thing ever.
Yeah, because they wanted to get it out there before somebody else write it.
Yeah,
that's
what
I'm saying. Like, what is the race to the bottom, you know?
I got a better one for you. I got a better one for you. The young woman, I won't say her name. The name of her book with somebody is called Chirac. She isn't from Chicago. How can you write about a city and you aren't from there? How do you do it? And use the name.
Well, if you're clever enough, you can, but you got to do some research. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying. Go ahead.
Chirac.
You got people writing about Atlanta and New York every day, and they ain't stepped foot in the place. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm on Amazon right now. But wait.
Let me
amend
that. Go ahead, DB.
No, like, I'm on Amazon right now, right? So I decided to look up Thot, right? The book right under it, the name of the book is called My Baby Daddy Ain't Shit, and Neither Is the Bitch He Fucking. And that is on the cover.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
I know.
For real?
I know that.
That
I know.
Like, for real?
Yeah. I'm going to get that. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to buy that right.
Like, I'm done. Like, look, man, I'm done with black people, man. I'm going to just disassociate myself. I'm going to be the darkest white person on planet Earth.
You're going to be a Carlton? They got a book out there called Food for Thought. Oh man, there's a whole bunch of shit out there.
Like I'm gonna be Tiger Woods. Like my baby daddy, and this is on the cover. My baby daddy, and he is the bitch he's fucking, and that is the title. And there are no asterisks. There's nothing bleeped out. Like for real, you will put that shit out. Like really,
what is it?
The bad part is it's gonna be a whole bunch of women out there buying it. Because most women looking to see how badly you can downgrade a brother.
Well, they got another book out there that's next to it. They got another book out there that's next to it called Until You Made Me a Bitch. That's what's on the title. Until You Made Me a Bitch. That's what's on the title.
Like I said, I'm going to tell you I will accept this the very next time I see a book by, you know, Chinese writer calling themselves Chinks, or Hispanic writer calling themselves, you know, wetbacks. Right, you know what I'm saying? You know, I if that book ever come out, you know, then I'd be like, all right, John,
hey,
you know, go for it.
Most of these books, they got one out there called The Illest Chick, and most of these books are written off this guy who I was talking about. I'm going to go ahead and say his name. Fuck it, this is Word Sexy Radio.
No.
Leo Sullivan. Leo Sullivan.
Never heard of
him. Leo Sullivan. I said
it. Me either. I don't know who that
is. He's got several authors out there. He has several books. And they are out there with these titles.
Getting it.
But
the Crazy Hood Love Story. Heavy in the Game, Survivor of the Fittest, The Gangster's Dream, all these different books. That's what they are putting out.
But it's not even
because they think that's all we can write.
But you know what I'm saying is, if he'd be like, you know, Gangsta Bitch 19, okay, I'd have had a problem. But you know what I see a lot of this as? No different than black slavers during slavery who bought slaves and said, well, you know, at least you ain't under a white master. And that's how they put this stuff out there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They selling
mm-hmm.
shit and say, well, at least they ain't right it. You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead,
you still giving me
mm-hmm.
shit?
Right.
I was going to say, it's a lot of these women put these books out there like that. And I'm about to shank plug. But when they walk by 10 reasons why black men stop dating black women, you should see a lot of women, black women turn their nose up and say, no, I don't want to read this. Why? You don't even know what's in the book. One woman literally came on my page and was going, I don't, F them, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you don't even know what's in the book. You haven't bothered to read the content of the book before. You women are so damn judgmental. That don't make no sense. But my point in saying that is that these books are put out there by a lot of women downgrading men,
other women.
Period.
Well, men too,
And other women. But you should see how excited a woman gets when a poet gets up and she's downgrading and talking bad about a black man. But let a woman get up and talk about the love of a man, she's like, that was good. But let her downgrade the man, they want every book, CD she wrote, everything she got.
That's so sad.
It is. It is. But, you know, I hate to say it, but that's what we got out there. And it's not my competition because I don't write in urban fiction, but the thing is GPA said earlier, you got people writing about places they've never been and shit. I guess they're doing research, and they're trying to put streets that they researched on and try to interview folks. I don't know what they're doing. They're probably just writing this shit, you know, and they're putting it out there and thinking that the people's going to buy it. And guess what? People are buying it.
People buy it.
You know what? We shape us writers. We shape what people want to read. You know what I'm saying? They would buy it regardless. You know what I'm saying?
They do.
And don't give
for
me
99
that for people who want no. Right, that's true too. But don't give me that
for 99 cents.
I have
freak one
don't
click.
Give
one
me
click.
That.
One click. 99 cents.
The thing is, the only reason why people read these books is because people who look like them are on the cover. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't like that when we was growing up. You can still have a quality book, tell a quality story, still have your people on the front, and still have pride in it. And it seems like we battling ourselves to see how worse we can get, how low we can set the damn bar. I mean, like, we all know it was a dark and stormy night. But imagine if every book, every horror book that ever came out started with a damn, it was a dark and stormy night. And you, well,
in
well,
the
people
ghetto,
lucky,
you forgot that
they
part.
Keep buying it. Yeah. You know, you can add that. It was a dark and stormy night in the ghetto. It was a dark and stormy night in my apartment in the ghetto. You know what I'm saying? You can throw anything in there. But at some point, you know, you need to do better as a writer. As an author, we all understand that, you know, well, this is a story I have to tell. Well, damn it, do something better. Because you have a brain in between those two ears that tells you that you can do better. Just because you came out of jail don't mean I want to hear your jail story. Show me something. There was a lot of
jail.
Like, there were people that came out of slavery. They weren't turning around and writing about slavery. You know what I'm saying? And they had it worse than you did. So don't give me that. So, I mean, I know we can do better. We just settle for less. And then every time we settle for less, someone comes along and sets the bar lower, and we say, well, I can do worse than that. And that's what we go for.
Damn, man, that was absolutely magnificent. Now, who was that speaking all that?
That was Melody. That was Melody.
Right.
Oh,
you know something?
Goodness.
I agree with you wholeheartedly what you said, my brother, because we like you said, we do set the bar on what they read. Now, we keep putting that shit out there. They're going to read it, you know. But what it is they want the money, and they want to get it any kind of way they can, and they don't care what they put out there. Now, I'm not saying the stories ain't good. Some of them probably are good stories. But, damn, we get tired of reading the same shit.
Yeah.
Why can't we be, like you said, I think DV said it earlier, why can't we write, you know, he was talking about going to see, like, fantasy movies and stuff. People don't want to read that because their mind don't want to go there. All they want to do is read some more shit about, well, I believe they do.
I think they do. I think, go ahead. Yeah. I mean,
no, go ahead and finish. Go ahead.
No. I do think that.
I believe they do.
There, but like you say, it's exposure. And, you know, if you not
think
seeing
about it
yourself.
Like this.
And nothing. I think representation matters. I'm gonna just say that. People say it don't matter. I think it's BS. Anybody with children, black children, will tell you that seeing themselves or not seeing themselves shapes their self-perception as early as 4 and 5, even 3. So, you know, it is, to me, we just have shut off for so long. We've been shut out of that genre, that possibility that you just kind of turn, like you said, turn down the aisle. Oh, this is where we are. This is where we are. This is where you see the most black faces, the most black faces.
I'm tired of seeing.
So then,
I'm tired of seeing all these books with fucking skylines in the background and motherfucking dudes standing there and goddamn car and shit, motherfucking money or the $100 bill sign or something. You know, all the same old bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But red. Think about it like this. A lot of the music that comes out now, you know, we sit back, a lot of us sit back and be like, man, this music is absolute garbage. You know, where do they get it from? The truth of the matter is they use templates. They steal music from the dudes in the 60s and 70s, and they splice it and cut it, and then they turn it into a song nowadays. It is no different. A lot of the music that the kids say they won't listen to from the 60s and 70s, they listening to now. They just don't know that, you know, it's been sampled and added and with beats and everything added to it. So it's
the
exact same song that they're hearing. They just don't realize it. And when they hear it, they're like, oh, that's so-and-so. I heard that on the radio. No, this was the original. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
the original song. Absolutely. And that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I do that all the time. I talk to people. Like, we'll use a new song by Tank right now. The song Tank got out. The music that he got is Heartbreak Hotel. But everybody thinks that music is new and it's some new shit, and it ain't.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a lot of music that's got that back that they're using. You know, Chrisette and Michelle song, the whole lot of Forevers, that's the song that the OJs came out with, the music. You know, She just took and put some different words to it.
You can take the exact same story. You can take the exact same story, put a better coat on it, and people will love it, regardless of the content. It doesn't always have to be denigrating. It doesn't always have to be, you know, poorly written. You know what I'm saying? You can tell a good story and still have, you know, a good skeleton, and people will flock to you. And that, yeah. You don't see most of the authors who are still making money, you know, 10, 15, 20 years later, are the people who mastered their craft. They're taking stories, they're putting new skins, new coats, and they're putting it out there, and people love them.
Go ahead.
Can I read something to y'all? I'm just perusing again, and somebody's putting a book out called Cocaine Castle. It's coming out Thursday, and this is the synopsis. This nigga just an ambitious dope man, but his ambition is to control the streets, look good for these hoes, and make a name for himself to front for these niggas. Besides his looks, that fool don't really got shit going on for himself. He could be here today and gone tomorrow. So I'm gonna say, I think they put a. This is from the book. This is the insert. This is a portion of the book that they put on. What next to the cover? So I'm just like, I know I don't have a master's degree or no shit like that, but I'm not a dumb broad. My shit's black, not blonde, and I refuse to let one of these thug niggas treat me like I'm just a sack chaser that will get down and give them some head for some bread. F these niggas out here. So you got people who read this stuff for recreational purposes, and I really believe strongly in subconscious. And that stuff just sits there. And you notice your disdain for men. You know, that energy is so negative. And that's why I was like, people just, you don't really realize how much power you have in your pen. And which is why authors used to be, you know, it used to be a very reputable, a very desirable, a very hard-fought art was to be an author. Or because you really were trying to touch people. You know? You feel reckless. It's like driving blind.
Yeah.
You know, what are you putting out there that people are consuming? You know what
right.
I'm saying? It's going to affect how they treat other people, how they view men, how they view relationships.
You know what's worse about this?
It's so frustrating.
But you know what's worse about this whole thing is it ain't just black people that's reading this shit.
No, no.
You got these white kids and everybody
work.
Out here reading, and they thinking, and they're thinking that we're that way.
That's because the black authors write us that way. Other black authors
are
filled
into these positions.
Yep.
They're like, if they're telling their own stories and this is who they are, then who am I to think differently of them?
8 out of 10 books. 8 out of 10. 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
So am I coming to work throwing around all this crazy garbage slang thinking that the black coworkers I work with gonna think I'm cool? Where do you think they get that mess from? You know, changing
your vernacular
when somebody black come around because you think you got to talk like that for them to understand
right.
what you're saying. You know, where does that come from?
We definitely need to take a look. We got to take a look at us and just reevaluate. We really need to really reevaluate who
we are. To give ourselves a collective ass whooping. Come on this show, you better be ready to back up your foolery. As an author,
I'm going
to
tell
you,
where's Sexy Radio? Where's Sexy Radio? Let me tell you. Exactly, because Where's Sexy Radio is going to be a little harder than it was last time. Y'all thought we was fucked up the last 5 years. Wait until you see what's going to happen now, because I'm going to be on their ass big time. And I know DV got some shit, and I know Cotton is ready. We're going to do this. So, I'm just getting ready to tell y'all, we got about 8 minutes left on the show, and I appreciate y'all. I know the first part of the show was a little off, but I now know that I got to use the phone because the damn computer shit don't work. But anyway, we're gonna bring it. Word Sex is here to stay this time. We're going to bring it, and we're going to do our thing. And we're not out to dog you, but when you come on this show, make sure you got your shit together. And I'm going to tell you right now, we've been having a lot of hard, it's been hard trying to get people to come on the show because They want they're not biting. You know why? Because they know if they come, we have the reputation that when they come on this show, that they got to have their shit together, because Red will get them, or DV will get them, or Cotton will get them, or even Melanie or whoever is going to get them. So they must make sure that they have their shit in order, because they think we want to dog them. We're not here to dog anybody. We just want to make sure that if you're going to write this way, tell us why. And if you can come up with a reason why you think it's needed, then I'm going to be okay. But if you're just doing it just because you want to get paid or whatever reason you're doing it for, then I'm going to let you know. It's bullshit.
Don't take it personal. Look, GPA did a – GPA interview. I don't know if you guys know this, but he interviewed Nikki Giovanni. Now, I'm just going to say –
Right, I heard about that. Yeah, tell us about that. We got about 7 minutes.
I'm really not familiar with who she is, to be honest. I'm just not.
I am, because she's old school like me.
I listened to the radio show. I listened to him interview her. And about three different women came on the show trying to figure out how they can be paid for their writing. And I said, are you really on this radio show asking this woman about how to get paid to write?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, one lady was almost in tears. She was like, well, I wrote a book, and I've been promoting, and I've been doing this. She don't want to hear that. We all go through that.
Yeah.
We all go through that. But if you're in it for the money, you need to get out now.
Absolutely. We say that all the time on this show. If it's about the money, then you don't need to be here, because it should be about the love of creating. That's what it's supposed to be about, not how many titles you can put out before somebody else put it out there. I got to put this book thought out, because if I don't put thought out, somebody else going to write it, and it's going to be off the chain, and I'm guilty of it too, because I was going to put a book out called Closet Freak, and I was trying to get it out there before somebody else because of the title, but you know something? Fuck all that.
Yeah,
I'm changing my shit.
I'm glad to hear that, Red.
Yes, I am.
Gimmicks.
So you don't
want to
put out Closet Freak?
I won't call it Closet Freak, but I'll call it something else, like, I don't know.
Keep it in the closet.
I'll call it the Miseducation of Rita Carter or some shit. That's what it's going to be. The Miseducation of Rita Carter.
Yeah,
and she'd just be a closet freak.
You should title it Fifty Shades of Keeping It in the Closet.
I do have a book coming out, though. I'm gonna go ahead and put this out real quick. I do have one that's gonna be coming out probably in September. It's called The Heated Addiction Within, and it's one of those kind of books, kind of like that with the stripper, just kind of, but it's sexual. But I'm not putting all that bullshit on my book. I want this to be something that you can understand. This person got food into thinking that they're supposed to be, this is the only way they can get a sexual, escapade. So it's not about me promoting a girl. I ain't going to have no woman on the front on no damn pole or none of that shit. I ain't doing that. You know, it's not like that. You say you ain't gonna buy it.
I ain't buying anything.
Oh, it's gotta have a woman on the damn pole. Okay. Well, we got 4 minutes. Anybody got anything they want to put out real quick? Anybody want to say something? I know y'all been doing a lot, and I have to congratulate GPA and all that to get Nikki Giovanni, who is old school and who has been around. Bow down to her and her poetry and all that. You know, a lot of people want to dog her because of her sexual preference or whatever. Who cares? The woman's been around for a while. She's done it.
Mm-hmm.
But for them to come on there and to be asking her, how can I get paid? Damn. Anyway.
Wow. I thought that was crazy.
That's like asking Walter Mosley how I can get a movie deal and shit. You know.
Yeah, that's
really
disrespect.
Yeah. Is he what? I wish we had dial tones back.
Yeah. Right. We got 3 minutes. I really appreciate y'all coming on, and I hate to give up. I'm glad we had a good reunion show, but we definitely going to be back next week, 8 o'clock, every Tuesday now, not Mondays, okay? So we're doing Tuesday nights. We're going to be right here. We're Sexy Radio. We'll be in full effect. And we're going to be interviewing whoever wants to be interviewed who has the skin to – you got to have thick skin when you come on this show, because if you don't, you're going to get – you're going to – you, you just ain't going to make it. I'm going to tell you right now. So,
huge ball.
You know, we just put it out.
Ball.
And nobody's, we're not here to dog nobody. We just want to make sure that you support your own craft. If you can't tell us why you writing shit, then what the fuck are you writing
you
for? Right. You know, why are you writing this if you don't know why you're writing it? I wrote this book called Prostitute. Well, why'd you write it? Because it sounded good. I thought that I could make some money. If you say that to me, I'm going to dog your ass. You're going to hang up.
You need to download a dial tone. You need to download.
What you need to do
right,
is
exactly.
Like, your ass need to hang up now.
Right.
Exactly. Please hang up. Please listen to the call while we hang up on your ass.
Buckle up. It's going to be a great season. Buckle up.
Yeah, you are still there. He said he wanted to hear about Nikki Giovanni. I'm sorry. I thought you told that story.
You know, I saw that you had done something with her, and I'm proud of you, man, for that, for getting that opportunity. But I didn't know that you were interviewing her and stuff. That's awesome, man.
Thank you.
That's hard
Thank
to get me interviewing. Well, he's my frat brother, Eric Jerome Dickey. But you know that's big shit.
Thank you, brother. You should have heard what people were saying to me. Like she lets you interview her. You interviewed her?
So what that mean? You ain't
like,
shit?
I ain't shit or something.
Yeah.
You ain't shit? Is that what that means? Is that what it means? It means you ain't shit? What would that mean?
They were wild.
That's crazy.
Hey, Red. They were wilding. People were wilding. I mean, then it got, wait a minute, then it got real greedy. People were coming to my inbox, hey, I'm having an event. Do you think you can get Nikki to come to my event? Do you think she's
right,
on my show? Did you talk to her?
Oh,
like, wow,
my
really?
God.
Really?
Yeah, they riding your nuts now. We got 90 seconds, y'all. They was riding your nuts and shit, right? Well, look, let me tell y'all, I hate to end it, but we're going to have to do it. But y'all, be sure y'all call back in next week. We want to interview these people and see what they're talking about. Because they better come correct. That's all I got to say. If they don't come correct, they're going to be fucked up.
Mostly.
You know? And you know, hey, Melanie, Robert Glasper, you know I'm into that. So, and the internet featuring Nikki Davey, huh? You know we're into that.
Huh?
Good night.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.
I need a new heart to God. Don't care how much it costs, you just gotta help me stop the hurting. Help me be a different person. If I found somebody else, it never happened to me. If I found somebody else, it never happened to me. If I found somebody else, it never happened to me. If I found somebody else, it never happened to me. I'm lying about my age, I'm lying about my name, I'm making up a friend.